This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Florio has fired off a couple of different articles on Pro Football Talk, friend of the show. He's on every Wednesday at 3:30. And he's just kind of put it out there right off the jump here and said it's a pretty, quote, safe bet that Aaron Rodgers is going to end up a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers after Rodgers and the team had a lengthy meeting at the team facilities this weekend. Pony was, as you would imagine, on Twitter foaming at the mouth at the prospects of this, sending out the eyeballs, things of that nature. And Florio, who has been there, done that, has the t-shirt when it comes to a lot of these kinds of rumors and storylines. Mike says, safe bet on Aaron Rodgers. The if seems to be not up for debate, according to Mike. It's the when that remains a mystery. The if, he is saying, slowly becoming more clear. All we know is that Rodgers spent more than 6 hours with the Steelers and that he left without a deal. Used to be when the Steelers would bring in some like mid-tier free agent, Donnie, I don't know if you've ever heard this kernel of wisdom or chestnut, but if the guy left without a deal, that was a bad sign. They always wanted these guys to come in, I'm sure be wowed by the spectacular facilities on the south side, and sign themselves a deal right then and there. Don't let them out of the building once you let them into the building kind of deal. Rodgers, of course, is going to operate completely on his own schedule. We know that much. And not going to do anything that he doesn't want to do. Donnie, I think this is going to happen, by the way. I am saying this as somebody now who feels almost worn down by the prospect of it. The endless, I think we had the Bold and the Beautiful on in here earlier because nobody ever changed the TVs over from the NCAA tournament last week. So we were watching the Bold and the Beautiful. There are two people crying and possibly kissing. That sounds about par for the course there. As the Ayuk Turns was the first version of this. The sequel, The Godfather 2 here, As the Rodgers Turns. And I think, like sands through the hourglass, my sanity and resistance is just slipping away. And so I think it's going to happen. I do. What I refuse to do, though, with this, Donnie, is be excited about it. Because to Florio's credit, he knows a big-time story when he sees one, and Steelers and Aaron Rodgers being paired together qualifies as such. The companion piece to yesterday evening's safe bet story, this morning, 10 o'clock, Steelers fans should embrace Aaron Rodgers. So Mike is all over. He's covering this real estate very comprehensively. I refuse to get excited about it if it happens. I'm going to tell you what this reminds me of just right off the jump. I wonder if people out there feel the same way because this sort of hit me like a ton of bricks this morning when I just was kind of coming to grips with the fact that they were going to likely sign a quarterback that I didn't really want them to sign, that I felt like wasn't worth the trouble. And so far, it still seems like they're going to sign. The Giants are getting mentioned here, but not very seriously. I thought of MySpace, and I thought of AOL Instant Messenger, and somewhere in the back, our creative ace, Ben Tenuta's going, MySpace, what's that? Sounds tough. Oh, MySpace in the mid-2000s was a problem. You know, people our Gen Z people have no idea what I'm speaking of. It feels like a Steelers-Rodgers marriage is a merger of two legacy brands or brands that were once a big effing deal and have currently, independent of one another, fallen on hard times. Not those kind of hard times, Donnie. We don't have any time for dusty roads today. It's all about the natural disasters anyway, if we talk WWE. Future WWE Hall of Famers, the natural disasters. It feels like two legacy brands. I'll say MySpace, and how about this one? AOL Instant Messenger. Merging while they're in their death throes, hoping that being hooked up with the other one will give them a little jolt. A little bit of rejuvenation. That's what it feels like to me. Aaron Rodgers of 3 years ago, Aaron Rodgers of 4 years ago, as I have said many times, never hits the open market, is never really in a situation where he's being actively pursued by at most two teams. If even 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers is out there, 38-year-old Aaron Rodgers is out there playing the way we know 38-year-old Aaron Rodgers played, if he's ever on the open market, which wouldn't happen to begin with, there's a feeding frenzy for his services. There is a line of teams out the door saying, wait a minute, you're the guy that can make us what we think we can be at our highest end. You are a Super Bowl contender maker. Your mere presence, your mere existence is enough for our team to feel like we are now on the short list. That's Rodgers at his peak, one of the absolute best. No matter how many playoff failings or flameouts there had been, you knew what the guy looked like when he was on his A game, and there were pretty much no other players in the sport, save maybe Patrick Mahomes, who looked as good at their peak. In this era, at least. Now, though, so you'd have a feeding frenzy, but now he is a diminished version of himself, and I don't think anybody argues that. What they argue is the matter of degree that he has diminished. The arm still can whip one out there. The arm talent, a quickly overused phrase, I think, or is fast becoming an overused phrase. The talent in the arm is still present. He can still make just about every throw. But all the other stuff that made him special, getting out, moving around, being a sneaky good runner, throwing off platform, throwing on the move, doing all those things that defensive coordinators want to tell you make them stay up late at night and break out into cold sweats because they can't really account for them. He doesn't do those things anymore. He is closer as in terms of what he wants to do as a player to Joe Flacco than he is even like Kenny Pickett. He's not a get out and move guy anymore. He's a, I've got a flick of the wrist, great arm. I generally want to stand here. I don't want to hold the ball too long. And I want to get it out on time. Really, he also kind of cuts the profile of late career Roethlisberger. I don't want to take too many shots downfield. I don't really feel like getting hit after 20 years of getting hit. I want to get the ball out on time. I want my receivers to be on the same page. And that's how we're going to try to do this thing. We'll take an occasional shot when one presents itself. My arm still has some zip left in it. Rodgers, by the way, much better arm than Ben had at the very end of his career because Rodgers' arm didn't snap in half in his late 30s. But they're basically the same guy. So he is a diminished brand that the Steelers are closing in on signing. There's a reason that I think that the excitement is muted and that I refuse to get excited because I think enough people now, even if they like watching Rodgers on Pat McAfee or whatever, I think enough people now watched him with the Jets to know that this ain't the same guy you would have been getting a half decade ago. And then there's the Steelers, Big Don. You want to talk about a diminished brand? They've been doing a better job of hiding it than Rodgers. Or than Rodgers' publicists or like the people in the media who talk about his game. To hear some people tell you, I mean, we had Steve Palazzolo and said Rodgers' still a top 10 to 12 guy. I think he's got more people, or they've got more people fooled than even he does about where they stand in the NFL. What has this brand done lately? The Steelers act like they're Coca-Cola. They're RC. They're Diet Dr. Thunder Don. You know what RC stands for, by the way?
I don't know.
Royal Crown, brother.
I should have actually.
Nothing royal about it.
It rings a bell, yeah.
Nothing royal about it. But I mean, the Steelers are the same thing. It's two diminished brands. It's a team that says, we're all about Super Bowls. We have a very specific standard we adhere to. And many times it's come out in recent statements by people who cover the team for a living that really their goal right now is get a guy in here who can help them win a playoff game and then go from there. There were years, you grew up in it, Donnie. I grew up in it. Most of you listening probably grew up in it. You didn't think, oh, I hope they can win a playoff game this year. You went into the season with that as like a base level expectation that when the field shrinks to 8 total, 4 in each conference, they're probably going to be lingering around there at the end. For pretty much the entirety of the Roethlisberger era, for the majority of the Cowher era, save a handful of bad years where he had to do some soul searching and had to beat out Tom Donahoe in a power struggle, that was the standard for 30 plus years. They're not that anymore. They're archaic. Donnie, you know that word too, so you can't do archaic hour at 9 o'clock either. I know you know that word. They are an anachronism. They're a team that just does things a way that most don't do them anymore. And they're trying to do things in a way that doesn't work unless you have that which they do not, which is a great quarterback a la Lamar Jackson. They want to pound the rock. They want to be physical. They don't have the horses to do it.
And they usually rest on their laurels of we're the Pittsburgh Steelers, so don't worry, like our
and
way.
And in the national
work.
Media, I think that still gets popped out there too. Hey, they're 10-7. Hey, they're always around. I think in Rodgers' case, it's hey, he's still got the arm. But I think I want to throw it over to you. I think it's just two legacy brands who seem now likelier to get together than they ever have after this meeting, even though it'll be on his timeline, so it could take months. They seem like two legacy brands that are trying desperately to avoid falling into the trash can together. That's how I look at it. I don't know how you do.
Yeah, I mean, and the case that you just made that maybe Rodgers still has a little bit more left than what the Steelers' strength is from a brand standpoint is pretty fair, because what have the Steelers really done for you in the last 15 years? I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in nearly 10 years. Rodgers has at least been individually a very accomplished player in that time span. It was up until he went to the Jets that things started to fall flat for him. He had a longer prime than about 99% of players. I mean, the guy won the MVP at nearly 40 years old.
Oh, he was closer to Brady's track as far as individual greatness than anybody. But I think you just said something good. He didn't turn down as a player until he went to the Jets.